The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The launch of the Housing for All publication, which will determine the state's housing policy and plans until 2030, has been delayed by 4 weeks. Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien's landmark housing policy was due to be published next week, but now not likely to be launched until late August or early September. The delay has been received as a significant setback for the government, and opposition TDs quick to criticise the housing minister what they claimed was a lack of urgency around the issue. I'm joined by Cormac Devlin, Fianna Fáil TD for Dún Laoghaire, and by Cian O'Callaghan, Social Democrats housing spokesperson. Good morning and welcome.
Morning,
Cormac,
morning.
First of all, the excuse given is we want to get this right, not rushed. What do you say?
Well, and that is the correct thing. I mean, we all want it to be right. And a lot of work has gone into this, particularly from Minister Dara O'Brien. I mean, he's been working on this since he was appointed. He made it very clear his ambition to reform and make structural changes, radical changes to the housing market. He's brought in 9 pieces of legislation, not all supported by the opposition. So I can appreciate that. That's their role too. But it's been made very clear by Minister O'Brien, indeed the Taoiseach, and indeed by government, that this is a number one priority for this government. Housing, if you recall, in the last election was on the tip of most people's tongues when you went to the door. And so it is really, really important that obviously we get the legislation passed, which we've done. And now to piece all that together, to bring a plan forward, as you say, up to 2030, it's a very comprehensive plan that's being
worked on. Okay, but you have been critical of this.
Well, I was critical
of your colleague in government and your colleague in the party, Fianna Fáil.
Well, no, I'm not actually, because I've been in regular contact with Minister O'Brien, as have other colleagues, both in government and certainly within the party. And we have contributed to the plan. We've obviously made our thoughts known of how we want things to be shaped, but it really is important that we get the plan published. And as I say, it's nearly there. The minister made that clear earlier. And I think it is important that we get that plan published. But as I say, the crucial element of it over the last nearly a year has been getting the legislation changed. So when the plan is published and it's fully funded, that we can get we can see tangible changes happening in the housing market.
But you did tweet, frustrating to see our Housing for All plan delayed again. Those delaying the plan won't be thanked by people waiting to buy affordable houses or access cost rental schemes.
So, correct. And by that, Pat, what I was saying was that, you know, all of government approach is required on this. Dara has complete support from his colleagues in Fianna Fáil and right across government. And we need to ensure that we keep our focus on delivering a plan, as we said we would. And as I say, it's nearly there. There's a number of elements that are being worked on, retrofitting being one, and some issues around development in rural towns and planning reform, which is a key aspect as well of something that we recognise as a party needs to be done. Again, Housing for All would do that.
Okay, Cormac, now let's go to Cian O'Callaghan, the Social Democrats housing spokesperson. You know, Cormac is probably making 2 points there. One is they want to get it right. The other point, and it's not obvious, I suppose, but that precious little happens in August anyway. So you'd be wasting your sweetness launching any kind of a comprehensive plan in late July.
Yeah, I think it is important to get a, you know, a plan, a strategy that is right. There's no question about that. We had been expecting the launch of this plan really months ago. I mean, the minister has been talking about it since he took office. And while he hadn't set a date, the expectation that it would be long before now that we'd be looking at this plan. Because this is the plan to put forward the overall strategy for the government on housing for this term of office. And yes, they are going to go further than that as well towards 2030. But it's really for this term of office that it's going to be measured against. So it is disappointing that over a year since the government have taken office, we still don't have their plan on housing. Look, you know, at this stage, it's clear it's not going to happen until the end of August or the beginning of September. But I do have concerns about, you know, is there disagreements in government that are leading to this. I mean, for example, The Taoiseach has been very strong in saying that we need 40,000 homes a year to be built. Minister for Housing has been very strong in saying we need about 33,000. So even at a high level in government, there doesn't seem to be agreement on what the targets are and the ambitions are. And look, it's perfectly okay for people to have different points of view, but we really need government to work in a, you know, coherent, united, determined fashion when it comes to housing. It's very, very important. And we need to get on with delivering housing.
I can wait. I've got patience. August, I'll be around for much of August. I was hoping to be discussing Housing for All, but obviously that won't be on my agenda during that month, but hopefully in September it will. We're going to leave it there. Thank you both very much for joining us. Cormac Devlin, Fianna Fáil TD for Dunleary, and Kino Callan, who's Social Democrats' housing spokesperson. Now, there was drama yesterday in the House of Commons where a Labour MP was kicked out of the House. Now, earlier on, by the way, we were talking about Boris Johnson and what does he really want from the protocol. Anyway, after refusing to withdraw claims that Boris Johnson has lied to the House and the country over and over again, Dawn Butler was told to withdraw from the chamber by the temporary Deputy Speaker, Judith Cummins, following her remarks in that Commons debate. Have a listen.
No, not equipped with that yet. We need to wait and hear.
Madam Deputy Speaker, poor people in our country have paid with their lives because the Prime Minister spent the last 18 months misleading this House and the country. Peter Stefanik from the CWU has over 27 million views on his online, and let me tell you some of them. He highlights that the Prime Minister said the economy has grown by 73%. It's just not true. Reinstating nurses' bursary, just not true. There wasn't an app working anywhere in the world, just wasn't true. Tories invested $34 billion in the NHS, not true. The Prime Minister said we have severed the link between infection and serious disease and death. Not only is this not true, Madam Deputy Speaker, but it is dangerous, and it's dangerous to lie in the pandemic. And I'm disappointed that the Prime Minister has not come to the House to correct the record and to correct the fact that he has lied to this House and the country over and over again.
Order. I'm sure that the member will reflect on her words. She's saying perhaps correct the record.
Madam Deputy Speaker, what would you rather, a weakened leg or a severed leg? You know, at the end of the day, the Prime Minister has lied to this House time and time again. And it's funny that we get in trouble in this place for calling out the lie rather than the person lying.
Order, order, order. Order. Can you please reflect on your words and withdraw your remarks?
Deputy Speaker, I've reflected on my words, and somebody needs to tell the truth in this House that the Prime Minister has lied.
Under the power given me by Standing Order number 43, I order the member to withdraw immediately from the House for the remainder of the day's sitting.
Now, that's very interesting. I mean, quite clearly, Boris Johnson has lied and lied and lied again. But you can't say that in the House, nor can you say it in Dáil Éireann. You have to kind of use weasel words to say the same thing without actually calling someone a liar. It may be something to do with the fact that they have the freedom to say what they like, generally speaking, without the risk of libel or defamation and all of that. But when you call someone a liar, even though they may tell lies, you are called out on it. And it just brings you to the conclusion that really what politicians are saying is that we are by profession liars. So therefore, you can't call us that. That seems to be the message here. Anyway, it's time for this.
It's the competition giving you life-changing cash. The 30K giveaway on News Talk.
So it's my final time to remind you of that opportunity to win an even bigger life-changing sum of money, which this week is €30,000. It could go a long way to tart up your house, buy a new motor car, whatever you want to do, or indeed put a deposit on an affordable house. Anyway, if you want to be in with the chance of winning that this very afternoon, you have to answer this question. Where is the All-Ireland final usually held? Is it A, Croke Park, or B, Semple Stadium? Text the word play, followed by A or B to 57599. Entries cost you €2.50, and you must be 18 or over to enter. You're playing across the Go Loud network. You'll find full terms and conditions on newstalk.com. So get your entry into that number, 57599, by 3 this afternoon, and we could be calling you later today. All right. Really, the government only started focusing on housing and developing this housing plan after the Maynooth incident. This is where it was revealed that a hedge fund had got involved in buying the whole damn thing and there weren't houses available for sale in that development to individual buyers. The government should have had 80% of this plan ready before they were elected. Hard to have confidence in this government. Au revoir, Ireland, says that texter. Well, they couldn't have had it before they were elected because, as we know, each of them went on their own to get elected, the Greens, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They didn't expect to be bedfellows, did they? And then when they became bedfellows, they had to have debates and discussions and all of that to somehow put together a housing policy that would suit all three of the government parties.